We're going to get you to give the housekeeping suggestions on today, because we really on fire for the Lord, and we may lose it somewhere along discipline and keep it under control. So glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But when I think about the goodness of the Lord,
hallelujah.
Oh, he's done for glory to God. Hallelujah. I just want to lift him up a little higher. Ooh, glory to God. Up a little, just a little higher. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, go ahead, Pastor Peters. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, it's all right. Hallelujah. Take out your textbook. Take out your Bibles, which is your textbook. Hallelujah. We're going to school, y'all. We're going to learn of the Lord. Hallelujah. Take out your Bibles, your composition notebooks, your ink pens, your highlighters, your pencils. Hallelujah. We got some scriptures to lay on you tonight. Hallelujah. You may want to take some notes. Hallelujah. You may want to write down what God drops in your spirit. Hallelujah. Even you young people, you may want to write down some scriptures. You can get a composition notebook, too, and get a piece of paper so you can write down what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Maybe too much to hold in your memory.
Hallelujah.
Write it down. Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements. Hallelujah. So when we have communion, you'll be able to have communion with us. Hallelujah. It's a meal that heals. Hallelujah. Write down those names of people you want to stand proxy for. People
Hallelujah.
You know that needs a breakthrough, that needs deliverance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Take out your new calendars. Hallelujah. You're going to a new month.
Sure.
Hallelujah. Yes. 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 A new month is approaching. And mark the mornings for 7 o'clock praise and worship. Hallelujah. Y'all, we had such a good time in the morning. And God blesses your day. Hallelujah. Mondays, if you start off with us, you will have a new normal on Monday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not begrudgingly. Hallelujah. You be praising the Lord even on a Monday morning.
Hallelujah.
And set that alarm for mark that calendar for Tuesday evenings. From this Tuesday on, we'll be Bible study for the next couple months. Institute of Biblical Learning, we've had the last class last night for the semester. And this coming Tuesday, we'll start regular Bible study, 7 o'clock. Then Wednesday evening at 7, we'll be out midweek victory service.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Then on Sundays, hallelujah, we'll have our international victory service Sundays at 3. We have a live service. If you aren't able to be here with us, then please join us over the air. Hallelujah. From 3 to 4:30. On the fourth Sunday, we usually have a guest speaker coming in. The fourth Sunday is in December, y'all, will be Christmas Day. We won't be having service Christmas Day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Oh, glory to God. Then, when you have a chance, please don't forget to bring your pennies. Hallelujah. To drop into the jar for pennies for Uganda. Hallelujah. We are still assisting Dr. Helene Russell in building a hospital in Uganda, y'all. Hallelujah. Then but don't forget, on first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have Good News Youth Club. We are arming our young people with the word of God. Hallelujah. And that is headed up by Elder QB Stevenson. And soon she will have someone, Malachi Rainey, helping her. Hallelujah. He's a young man and loves the Lord and learning the word of God. He's be on the prayer call with us in the morning, giving scriptures. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Then, hallelujah, when you get a chance, please visit the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org. There's a cash app there, but you'll be able to see what the ministry's vision and mission is. Hallelujah. And when you get also have a chance, have a few minutes, visit the ministry's GoFundMe page. Go to Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. And you will be, and go to it as often as you want and as much as you want. Donate. Hallelujah. We are believing God for building that has a sanctuary and a dining hall and classrooms and offices, hallelujah, so that we can minister to everybody. We also believe in God for finances to be able to build washrooms in northeast, southwest, and Baltimore City so that the homeless will have somewhere they can wash and get received fresh clothing, hallelujah, so they can go out into the work world or wherever they need to go, hallelujah. They are human, they are loved too, and we want to be able to also to minister to them, hallelujah. I'm trying to think, am I missing anything? In January, mark the date now, the fourth Sunday in January, it's Dr. Helene Russell is supposed to be our speaker, and she'll be sharing with us her experiences in missionary field from Uganda. Hallelujah. Saints of God, stand with us, please, and believe in God for that building, thanking him for that building. Hallelujah. We are believing him for that only he knows exactly all that we need, or we are putting our petition out before him, as we know he can do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Back to you, Pastor.
Praise God. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you so much, Pastor Peaches, for the housekeeping suggestions on this evening. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to them in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for our new facility, the awesome sanctuary, the hallelujah, the fellowship hall, the equipped kitchen, hallelujah, the offices and classrooms, oh God, hallelujah, everything we need to minister to people in Baltimore, in the state of Maryland, the United States, and internationally. We thank you, oh God. We praise your name. We praise your name, oh God. We understand, Lord, that you connect the dots. The dots are acts of faith, and we use our faith to believe your word, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
you'll be letting everybody know of our inaugural service. We already got, hallelujah, a recording artist that will come and be our music. We're having two bishops at least, and maybe more bishops will be at our inaugural service. We're going to have a time in the camp. I want you to understand. Shouting, hallelujah, victory in the camp. Hallelujah. So join us. Hallelujah. And you want to come along with us already, go ahead and do that. And we want you to join us in the morning time. I mean, 7 days a week, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Hallelujah. All holidays, we still in the morning, we meet God and praising his name. The telephone number to call is a conference call number. It's 605-475-4800. And the access code is 759-849-POUND. Again, that telephone number for the morning worship, and set your alarm. Tell your smartphone or set an alarm for 6:55 so you can join us at 7 a.m. in the morning. Hallelujah. The number to call again is 605-475-4800, and the access code is 759-849-POUND. You'll be able to pray with us. You'll be able to give scriptures and give a testimony of encouragement or victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We won't be describing what the devil is doing. We're describing what God is doing. Hallelujah. We're going to have a time in the camp. Join us. Tell somebody else. Hallelujah. We bless God for even children as young as 5 and 6 are joining us in the morning time for praise and worship. So we praise God for that. Thank you, Pastor Peaches, again. Hallelujah. And you know what? I tell you, I thank all of you out there.
Thank you, Jesus.
That have subscribed to our request to tell at least one person a day that you love them and that God loves them too. And that does something for that person.
Hallelujah.
It may even save their life. Many people don't think anybody cares or loves them. Many out there are lost,
thank you, Jesus,
like we were,
thank
at
you,
one time.
Thank
but
you.
I thank God for this opportunity.
Thank you, Jesus.
To praise him.
Thank you, Lord.
Prayed for others. Because somebody prayed for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
When we were lost and we weren't thinking about God at all.
Hallelujah.
And we didn't have sense enough to call on Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody prayed for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
They had us on their mind. They took a little time to pray for us.
Thank you, Father.
See, we didn't find the Lord found us and rescued us.
Thank you, Jesus.
We were lost sheep. We were our backs were against the wall. We thought that all hope was gone. But God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hey, Siri.
Nobody like him.
Play
hallelujah.
Lost Sheep.
Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Here's Lost Sheep by Reverend Clay Evans.
Thank you, Jesus.
As we play this song, begin to put people's names up to the atmosphere of blessing. Because when the praises go up,
blessings come down. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. We ask that signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Through the prayer, we pray right now. The names are being put up in the atmosphere of blessing.
Hallelujah.
You said you inhabit the praise of your people. Lord, we were lost sheep one day. But somebody found us. You put value on us, oh God. And somebody took the time out of their schedule when they were calling on your name to mention us. So we're going to do the same thing, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ,
love you.
We pray for my wife, Peace.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We pray
for in the name
of the church family. We pray for every man, woman, boy, girl under the sound of our voices right now.
In the name of
bless them, oh God.
And
heal, deliver, set the free, oh God. We pray for Sister Angie, Mother Delores Harris,
hallelujah.
Prophet Cynthia Thompson and her mother, hallelujah. We pray for Elder QB Stevenson and Justin and Dominique. We pray for Sister Minister Linda.
Hallelujah.
And we pray for Sterling and Reggie and Barry and
hallelujah.
Suda and Alan and Danya and Tiffany.
Dominique, Danielle, Emma, Kevin, Connie, Earl.
Grandchildren, all the great
children. Nicholas, Liberina. Hallelujah. Lord Tommy, in the
name of
hallelujah, Elijah, hallelujah, hallelujah, Malachi, Xavier, hallelujah, Daheem, Emmanuel,
hallelujah,
Vivian, hallelujah,
Malachi,
and hallelujah, Mikey, Ariana, thank you, Lord God, for blessing all the
hallelujah,
all the great
for hallelujah,
in the name of Jesus,
another tiny,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. And Dominique and another Dominique and another Dominique and another Dominique.
In the name of
hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And Earl and another Earl and another Earl and another Earl and one more Earl.
In the name of
God. Oh, my. Tavon and Tavon another Tavon. Another Tavon. Maurice.
Lorena.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. George Dukes. Hallelujah. Glory to
God. Right. Lewis.
Another Dominique. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another Tavon. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Yes.
And Pamela,
glory.
Another Pamela,
hallelujah.
Another Pamela. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Kimberly, another Kimberly,
glory.
Another Kimberly, and another Kimberly. Danny, and another Danny, and another Danny. Daniel, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Margie Mason.
Hallelujah.
Archbishop
Eric.
Dear Abram. Archbishop
Gary
Robinson.
Diana.
Chief Apostle Maya Osborne.
Diana Christ.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, God.
Don Govar. Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We pray for Denise, oh God, and another Denise,
right.
And another Denise, and another Denise.
Holy.
We pray for her minister,
and hallelujah.
Jerry Cleveland, and another Jerry, and another Jerry, and another Jerry.
Father, name.
Martini.
Hallelujah. Isabel.
Harry Warsaw, my Eastern Warsaw.
Hallelujah.
We pray for Jerry Don Wilson, and James Kelly, and Shirley, and Michelle, and Marvin. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We pray for Pamela Bird. Hallelujah. And Naomi and Calvin and Bobby and Timmy family. We pray for Jeffrey and Maria and Dave, Jeffrey, Maria and Tanya and Robin and Calvin and Bob. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And Cam, oh God. For those kids, hallelujah. We pray for, hallelujah, glory to God. Ronald Harrison and Robin and Yvette. And Mother Dolores again, and Sister Angie again, and that's great to God. Deacon AJ and her siblings and her nieces and nephews and uncles and aunts, cousins, Lord have mercy. We pray for all of them. Norman Nevins, Avis Moran, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Holy Spirit, we ask you to draw her to the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We bind every spirit, every cult spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shakara, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ prevail right now. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We pray for Minister Jane and Elder Lester, Deacon Dale. Hallelujah. And Brother Anthony, oh God. And Deacon Leroy Calvary, Pastor Warren and First Lady. Pastor Don Street and First Lady. Pastor Tom Swin and First Lady. Apostle Justin Harper and First Lady. Dr. Sharon Harper. Another prophet, Cynthia. Hallelujah. Sheila from Jessup. Sheila Bedford. Hallelujah. Pastor Maxine Lee, Pastor Theodos Lee, hallelujah. Sister Lil and Sister Joan and Sister Irene and Brother Harold and Brother Jim, hallelujah. And Jasmine, all the children and grandchildren and great grandchildren, oh God, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, if we don't know what we should pray for as we ought, but your Holy Spirit does and makes intercession. So we thank you, Lord, for our prayer language. We pray for Danielle, another Danielle, another Danielle. We pray for Nathaniel. Hallelujah. We pray for Lee Montford. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, you've joined the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And we're going to play another selection. And after that selection, the next voice you hear will be that of, hallelujah, a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Elder, glory to God, hallelujah, Peaches Bird, with the children's corner.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love you, good Lord, he has made me.
I'll never get tired of that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm not even in the work world anymore. And I'm glad for when Wednesdays come. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know you are too, young people. Hallelujah. Because then you're halfway through your week. Hallelujah. I just want to share with y'all tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Young people, I want you to be on fire for Jesus. A lot of times we don't have people in our lives to share different things with us that after we've gotten grown, we say, like, wow, dang, I wish somebody could have told me that. I wish somebody could have let me in on that. Just like, okay, when we were younger, I'll say me, when I was younger, I didn't have people in my life to tell me about annuities and investing money and saving and just put something in a bank and just leave it there, just forget it, even if it's $5 a week. I had nobody in my life to share things like that with me. If we did have anything to put in the bank, sometimes we didn't have a piggy bank. We would get a jar and bang a hole in the top of the jar and drop pennies in there. Then when we saw something we wanted, some candy or bubble gum or whatever, that top came off of there, and we went in, we got that change. So there was no discipline there. It was like no savings there. And then after we wish we could have had it, we said, like, wow, I wish I saved that because I want some money now. I don't have money to buy somebody this, that, or whatever for Christmas or for their birthday. But the thing is, now that we're older, we are told how to save money. Put something in a bank account that you don't in a bank that you can't get to, or anything like that, or a bank that you have to travel a long ways to get to, or whatever, have something taken out your check every 2 weeks. But we do have people in our lives that tell us about Jesus, and that is so important. We have people in our lives today to tell us how to get on fire and be on fire for Jesus with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And that is so important. And when you're able to get on board with Jesus, he erases time. And time that you feel as if you might have lost, he allows you to regain it. You think like, oh, wow, I missed a whole lot of time. But you know what? God will bless those things that you wish that you could have saved up for. God knows how to redeem the time and bless you financially so you can be able to get those things that you wish you could have saved up for. But we do have people in our lives that tell us about the Word of God and how to get on fire for the Lord. And young people, if you get on fire for the Lord now in your youth, hallelujah, when you get to be 20, 40, 60, 80 years old, you will be a firecracker for the Lord. Hallelujah. And you don't want to be a wishy-washy person, hot today, on fire for Jesus on Sundays, and then when you get around your people, your peers, you fussing and cussing and doing whatever they're doing. Because Revelations 3:15, I'm going to read it to you. Revelations 3:15, and you do not want God to spew you out of his mouth. Revelation 3:15 says, I know thy works, that thou art neither hot nor cold. I would that thou wert hot or cold. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spew thee out of my mouth. And you don't want God to do that. You don't want God to say, oh, you messing around with me. You playing with me. No. And you don't want on Judgment Day to get before him and he says, oh, depart from me, I never knew you. Okay?
Jesus.
God wants you red hot for him. Just like Daniel 3, the three Hebrew boys. Hallelujah. When the image was set up. The image was set up and the word went out that everybody, when you hear the music, everybody bow down and worship this idol. And you know who didn't do it? The three Hebrew boys didn't. They did not do it. And they said, well, no. We will. And you know what? And the King Nebuchadnezzar had them thrown into the fiery furnace.
Mm.
Hallelujah. And he didn't understand why they weren't, because, you know, you're supposed to be afraid of a king, and whatever his decree goes out, you're supposed to do whatever, you're supposed to jump to whatever he says, okay? But then, and it said, therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, the languages, fell down and worshiped the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Okay, and that's what everybody was supposed to do. Verse 14 said, there were certain Jews whom thou had set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Mm-mm-mm. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of all the, going through all these musical instruments, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, well, but ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour to the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace.
Hallelujah.
And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up.
Mm.
Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his image, of his visage, was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace seven times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind them up and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men that were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. But listen, y'all. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flames of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Mm.
Hallelujah. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astounded and rose up in haste, spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah, thank you.
Young people, set yourself on fire for the Lord. Don't you know God will stand up for you just like he did for the Hebrew boys? Hallelujah. Set yourself a fire with the word of God, and let your friends watch you burn. Hallelujah. Burn with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The one man in history named John G. Lakes described it as a liquid fire pumping through his veins. Hallelujah. You have to be like the three Hebrew boys that didn't have the Holy Ghost. They were in the Old Testament. The Holy Ghost hadn't came yet, y'all. The Holy Ghost in the New Testament. These Hebrew boys were in the Old Testament, and God stood with them. Hallelujah. They didn't take down. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. Glory, glory, glory. Fire is like the chosen symbol of heaven for moral passion. It is emotional flame. God is love. God is fire. Thank you, Lord. The Holy Spirit baptizes with fire. Hallelujah. Spirit-filled souls are ablaze for God. They love with a love that glows. They believe with a faith that kindles. They serve with a devotion that consumes. They hate sin with a fierceness that burns. Hallelujah. I was reading from catching from a magazine. Hallelujah. Young people, we have to burn with the passion of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. No matter what you see your friends do, no matter what you see them have, you have in your heart and in your mind that I'm gonna burn with the passions of Jesus Christ on the inside of me. I'm going to ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart, fill me with his Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So that I can far exceed my friends, far exceed anybody else around me. I'm gonna be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Hallelujah. When you be about God's business, young people, God will be about your business. Hallelujah. Whatever your endeavors are, whatever accomplishments you want to achieve, hallelujah, God got your back. Hallelujah. But you be about God's business. Hallelujah. And won't he be about yours? Hallelujah, hallelujah. He won't leave you out there hanging like your best Ace Boone Coon or like your buddy, your fair weather friend. After you get your back against the wall and somebody about to beat your tail, you look around for your buddy and you stand there all by yourself. But when you got Jesus, Jesus will allow somebody to put their hand up to hit you and the hand be caught up in the air. And they be wondering like, What my hand can't move. Hallelujah. You speak the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You scream the name of Jesus. I've done it, y'all. Hallelujah. I've screamed the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And it was always a dog that was coming after me. And by the time I screamed the name of Jesus, the dog, he turned around and somebody kicked him in the chest. Oh, 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 oh. And he'd run, the little dog, he'd be running away from home. Oh my gosh, but God can do it. Even when it comes to somebody crazy coming towards you, there's power in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Young people, be encouraged to live for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Be encouraged to live for the Lord. There's no good thing that you can desire or want that he won't give you.
Hallelujah.
Trust him. Try him. Try him out. Hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. God bless you. God bless you, young people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor.
Mm-mm.
Thank you. Hallelujah. The Thank Children's you. Corner. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus,
yes,
and
yes.
Signs, wonders, miracles, and
in the name of Jesus.
The
Hallelujah.
Corner on today.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches, I remember Andre Crouch.
Hallelujah.
At the age of 9 years old, God filled him with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes.
And gave him a gift of playing the piano.
Hallelujah.
He never had a lesson.
Hallelujah. It's possible. Hallelujah.
God is a right now God.
Yes, he is. He what age you are. Hallelujah.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven?
Glory, glory.
In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation.
Revelation 1:5b says he washed our sins with his own blood. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1, 14, and Matthew 26, 28 says, we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through this blood that we have our sins forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now in the text on this evening, the word of the Lord also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves, and for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord, we are taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Glory to God. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Lord. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent.
Amen.
So we thank you for your word on today. There's one thing you put above yourself is your word. Hallelujah. Psalms 138, verse 2. Glory to my yes, Katie, buddy. Hallelujah. You know, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed.
In remembrance.
He took the bread. Shakara was here tonight. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord.
Your body broken.
He broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Of you.
Thank you, Lord.
We take this cup and remember your blood.
We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. St. Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61, verse 1, verse 2, and verse 3 says, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the skeletal system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside out. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now all over the world. Thank you. Matthew 15:26. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the new testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 to verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, you said. God, you said. Hey, my God. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said, When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministry. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. Our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers
every time we take the bread, Lord.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on tonight. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our bonus families according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth,
mighty thinkers in Jesus' name,
lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens, disciple ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. For the exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty,
dominion and
power both now and forever. In Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, are you still there?
Well, yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. I need to ask you another question.
Yes, Pastor.
Hallelujah. What time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor Bears.
Oh, praise God. You're a poet and didn't know it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have.
Thank you, Jesus.
Use me for your glory today.
Yes.
Heal someone. Deliver someone.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Hey, fill with your Holy Spirit. Touch these lips of
in the name of Jesus.
They may speak with excellence, accuracy, and
boldness.
And let signs, wonders, and miracles and blessings follow in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Father God, we thank you for spirit and authority.
Thank you.
On serpents and scorpions. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in your satanic
court.
We curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Father God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the harvest on every good seed tonight that will give 30, 60, 100 fold, even a 1,000 fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And again, you get the glory, you get the honor, you get the praise, and we bless your name in Jesus' name. And Pastor Peter said,
amen.
And everybody else in Radio Land says, I heard you with the ears of my faith. Thank you. I don't know. I might have been the first to ever say that, with the ears of my faith. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Lucasham Adonai. I guess before we start, we better give the addresses. the first level of addresses. Is that right?
You're right. You're right. Because you always bring on some extra.
Hallelujah.
All right, y'all. Psalms 30, verse 5b. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14. Isaiah 60, verse 1. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17. Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. Matthew 6, verses 12, 14, and 15. Romans 1, 17b. Galatians 3, 11b. And Galatians 6, verse 7.
Praise God. There's only 9 scriptures. Praise the Lord.
Mm-mm-mm. Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got to take y'all back in history. Can I take you back in history?
Oh, yeah. We know what's coming.
Over 50 years ago, when I lived in Cambridge, Maryland, I was in nursing school.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe one of the things that they shared with me is the difference between a neurotic and a psychotic.
Okay. Bring it on, Pastor.
A neurotic builds imaginary castles in the sand.
Okay.
The psychotic lives in them.
Oh,
hallelujah. Okay.
Oh, Pastor.
All right. Let me give you another bit of history. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is the gift of God. That's why they call it the present.
Praise God.
Now, many thought that it was Eleanor Roosevelt, the first lady of Franklin D. Roosevelt, who had said that, but the actual author is unknown. The significance of what she said, because she did say that, but she wasn't the first one, was that yesterday is past. Tomorrow is not here yet. The fact that you're alive today is the gift of God. That's why they call it the present. We got to live in the present. Mm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. In our lives. And I used to say this to people, that if you're alive, stuff going to happen to you. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Goes around in circles, comes again. Good, bad, and the ugly. Goes around in circles, comes again. If there's some bad that has happened to you in the past, some terrible things, or some failures, or disappointments, maybe your dreams hit the ground, or maybe you got fired, or a loved one passed away, even though you were praying for their healing, or something happened. Hallelujah. You lost the house. You lost the car. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Something traumatic happened. I don't remember where I got this from. I shared this with a minister a long time ago, about 10, 15 years ago. I said, look here. When offenses come, you don't nurse it, you don't curse it, you don't rehearse it, you disperse it.
Amen.
In other words, you don't nurse it, you don't feed that thing. Because the pain, suffering, and agony that was pursuant to that thing happening is going to revisit you. You don't curse it. You don't say, this thing, if it wasn't for bad luck, I have no luck at all. You don't do that. You don't rehearse it. You don't keep playing the DVDs and the videos.
Amen.
In your mind. In other words, while you're driving a car going forward, you don't look backwards. You may be able to go a half a block like that, but I guarantee you, you won't be able to go a whole block or go through an intersection just looking backwards. For a few minutes, I need to talk to you on a subject. Evict the victim mentality. Say,
Oh neighbor.
Evict the victim mentality.
Evict the victim mentality.
Mentality. The way you thinking, y'all. A bunch of you up there are causing great havoc in your life because some man done jilted you in the past. Done two-timed you, three-timed you, four-timed you, treated you like a dog. Mm-mm-mm. And so every man that you meet now is suffering from what happened in your past because you won't let go of it. Some white man did something bad to you way back when, but you keep revisiting it. You keep nursing it. You keep cursing it. You keep it. Yes, black folk were in slavery, but as far as I know, all of the slave owners are dead today. And the Bible says something about forgiving. And forgiving means you ain't bringing it out your mouth no more. You may remember, it may come across your mind, but you don't saute, marinate, meditate, ruminate, focus on that. Because that's the what? A P-A-S-T, what's that?
The past.
Wait a minute. But you don't understand. It was surrendered. Yes. You can't live there. You're either being a neurotic or a psychotic. If you keep thinking about it, you're neurotic. If you keep living in it, you're psychotic. And you're treating your relationship. Well, I don't like white folks. You're treating your relationship like you're still in the past. Let go and let God. Because when you get to heaven, you're going to see a lot of folk that you didn't like because they have different color. No, yeah, Moshaka. Read the praise scripture. I got to go on.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Psalms 35b. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
I'm going to tell y'all, it's morning time. When Jesus comes into your life, it's morning time. Second Corinthians 5:17 says, you glory to God. When you accept Christ, you're a new creation. All things are passed. Oh, my help cometh from the Lord. All things are passed away. Don't keep talking about what the white man did, what the black man did, what the red man did, what the green man did, or what the orange man did. It's P-A-S-T. Come on now. Can't go forward, keep looking backwards. And you ain't going nowhere living in the past. You are psychotic. Predictable, hallelujah. Weeping may, yes, stuff happens, and for a season, you can cry. Look, in the Jewish book, they even had a time of grieving when someone passed away or something traumatic happened, and there was a specific time of grieving. But after that, you get up and get to stepping. You get moving on. Life goes on. Somebody needs to be, life goes on. Pastor Peach, can you repeat that?
Life goes on.
And that's true. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Next scripture.
2 Corinthians 2:14. Hallelujah. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and make it manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place.
Look here. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. Look here. Yes. You've been through some stuff. But you still walking on this side of the dirt? Hallelujah. You're a winner. You are a winner.
Amen.
You say, I've been through so much in my life. You still standing? Are you still rolling on this side of the dirt? You're a winner. Because God always causes you to triumph in Christ Jesus. I got to shake you right over here. I'll read the next scripture.
Isaiah 60:1. Arise. Shine. For thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
Jesus has come. He said he was the light of the world. Jesus has come, baby. I'll just go back. Oh, what they did to my forefather. Is your forefather still alive? He done gone to his reward. Why are you still living in the past? But you got to do. Yes. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord and call according to his purpose. You wouldn't been here in this country if somebody didn't bring you over. Because you didn't come voluntarily. Most of us didn't come, our forefathers didn't come voluntarily. But all things work together. You met Christ where? You said you met him in Africa? Oh, you went to Africa and met him? I know he's there too. But you met him where? If you're in Baltimore, you met him in Baltimore, or you met him somewhere, and he found you wherever you met him. Wherever you gave yourself over to him. Stop living in the past. Grieving is a natural process, but it's for a season. It's not a lifestyle. Don't you come out of your mouth, ain't no good men. Unless, because you can have what you say. ain't no good men left for you because you don't spoke it out of your mouth. You prophetic. Oh, the children are so bad today. You done already spoke a bad word.
Amen.
Every child you run into is going to be bad children because you spoke it out of your mouth. And because you had that, you had some experience or you heard about some children that were bad behaving. And you done clumped a whole generation, a whole multitude of children in the same category. You better stop talking that stuff. Glory to God. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no contaminated conversation come out of your mouth. Poisonous conversation come out of your mouth. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
You say you're Christian. Let me stop you for a second. You say you're Christian. Let's act like you are. Talk like you are. Don't you generalize and put labels on people, because people are going to put labels on you. Everything you say out of your mouth is going to come back to you because it's a boomerang.
Amen.
Going to come right back to you. Go ahead, Pastor Peter, read now.
2 Corinthians 4:17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
Yes, we had some horrendous things happen. People lost a lot. They lost a child. Someone broke in the house and took everything out of the house. Somebody burnt the house down. Whatever. Yes, we can grieve over that for a season. Yes, we've been made endure for a night. But joy cometh in the morning. And what comes with the morning? Is it light?
Yes, the sun.
Light come. It says, arise and shine, for thy light is come. Jesus has already come. He said, I'm the light of the world. Yeah, trying to go back. I've got to relive. No, you're going to have to. You're going to relive the pain, the heartache, and trauma. You keep pulling on it and scratching the stab, and it's going to start bleeding again. It's going to start hurting again. Leave it alone. Go ahead, read another scripture. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Philippians 3:13-14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended.
Apprehended means understood or understanding. Go ahead.
But this one thing I do.
But this one thing I do. I know this. That's why I'm going to do it. What is it?
Forgetting those things which are behind.
You've got to forget those things which are behind. Is it easy? Of course it's not easy. Greasy? It ain't easy, Greasy. But you got to do it. It slips through your hands because it's greasy. You try to put it behind you, but it's greasy. And you keep dropping it. Just leave it alone. Leave it alone. Keep going.
And reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark.
Stop right there, please. I press. In other words, there's some opposition because your emotions don't want you to leave it alone sometimes. Your ego don't want you to leave it alone. How dare they do that to me? How dare they give the promotion to that person? Instead of, I got more intelligence, I got more education, I got more longevity, and they dare to give that to them? They just got here 2 hot minutes ago. Leave it alone. Evict your...
the mentality.
You ain't the victim. I'm going to tell you what you are in a minute. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Just reading.
I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
You know what the high calling of God is? Victory. You are the victor, not the victim. You are the overcomer, not the overcomed. You heard?
Hallelujah.
Don't be crying the victim. Don't be telling what people are doing. Don't be alibi why you can't do such and such. I can't do because the white man, the red man, the green man, the orange man. belong in you because you're supposed to be a new creation.
Yes, amen.
All things are what passed away.
Behold, all things become new.
Your past. What's it? R.I.P. Rest in peace. Rest in peace, past. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Read some more.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 6, 12, 14, 15.
Go ahead now.
Hallelujah. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
Wait a minute now. Okay. Stop right there. See. A lot of times, we do stuff. You know you do stuff. And we hurt people, say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, think the wrong thing. And we want God to forgive us. But when somebody does something to us, how dare they? How dare he? On the eve of our wedding, he breaks it off. And he elopes with my best girlfriend. How that? And you just can't compute that. Don't compute it. Forget it. Let it rest in peace. Forgive and move on. Go ahead, read some more.
For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
You hear a lot of people sometimes say, I'll forgive them, but I can't forget it. Well, then you haven't forgiven. Forgiving doesn't mean it doesn't come through your mind. Forgiving means you forgive, and if it comes through your mind, it ain't coming out your mouth. You ain't going to saute, marinate, ruminate, meditate, focus on it anymore. The pain, suffering, and grief of that is past. You no longer feel that emotion that surrounded that event, that occurrence, that happening. That's when you know you have forgiven, when you don't feel a thing. And doctor, I don't feel a thing. All right, that's good. Dr. Jesus want to know whether you feel anything when you forgive. If you forgive, don't feel any remorse about forgiving them. Just forgive them and let it go and move on. Go ahead, read some more.
Hallelujah. The just shall live by faith. That's Romans 1:17b.
And see, y'all need to understand this. Faith, it starts with an F. Future starts with an F. Your future depends on your faith now. Your faith now is exhibited by the way you process the bad things that happen and the good things that happen. The bad things that happens to everybody or a lot of people. The good things also happen to a lot of people. The way you treat those occurrences depends on your future, or shall I say, is reflective of what your future is going to be like. Because if you deal with the occurrences by faith in God, trust in God, relies in God and what he says, your future is going to be bright because the light has come already and Jesus is the light, not just of the world, but the light of your life. Don't stay in the past, because the just shall live by faith. You got to have faith in order to make it. Hallelujah. You got to leave that stuff behind and press. You got to press toward the mark. Maturity in Christ. Faith activated. Faith put into action. Go ahead, read the next scripture.
The just shall live by faith.
Hallelujah. The just shall live by faith. Next scripture.
Hallelujah. Galatians 6, 7. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be not mocked. Be not deceived.
Mm.
God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
You keep thinking about sauteing, ruminating, marinating, meditating, focusing on the past. Guess what? The past is going to be your future. Because that seed that you continue to nourish, and it's going to grow. And you keep talking about what happened. It's a boomerang. What you say out of your mouth is a boomerang. It's going to come back to you. What you say in your mouth is seeds that you're planting that will grow up in your future, honey. In your future, brother. In your future, baby. Don't blame it on the white man, the red man, the green man, the orange man, the purple man. Don't blame. I know one sister. Lord, I've tried to talk to her. I've tried to do everything. I just turned in the hands of the Lord. She's in the late 70s, and she's still complaining about her mother, how her mother treated her when she was a child. She's writing a book about her mother, how her mother treated her so bad when she was a child. Let it alone. Evict the victim mentality. She cannot grow until she put the past in the past. Does that make any sense to anybody? Put the past in the past. You can't change one iota anything that's in the past that has happened. Coulda, woulda, shoulda is a disease of victim mentality. I should have done it this way. I could have done this. I could have been, I would have been this. I would have been that. It's over, baby. You in your 70s and you talk about you should have done something when you were 20. Thank be to God. Maybe you can't go back to your 20s.
Amen.
Unless you go to 120. Leave it alone. Don't talk about what the preacher did. That pastor, he was a bully. And did you give him to the Lord? Did you pray for him?
Hallelujah.
Give him to the Lord. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. We carry all this baggage, all these burdens. Mm-hmm. Bible says, lay aside every weight that hampers us, that gets us all in trouble. Y'all still carry around the victim mentality. Evict, give it a boot, the victim mentality, the way you think.
Hallelujah.
Because the way you think is the way you speak. And the way you think and speak is what you're going to do. And then you wonder why you're always in trouble. You wonder why you're always running into the same kind of men, the same kind of women, the same kind of trouble. You wonder why you don't have 5 jobs in 5 months.
Good Lord.
Get rid of the victim mentality because I was black. And then you had black bosses. Oh, there was Uncle Tom's. Blaming everybody but yourself. Get out of the victim mentality, y'all. Ephesians 4:29. Pastor Peaches likes the scripture. I like it too. What does that scripture say?
That no corrupt communication.
Corrupt means contaminated, venomous, poisonous. Go ahead.
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the hearers.
Edifying and all that kind of good stuff. It's going to build you up. It ain't going to tear you down. It's going to pop you up. It's going to lift you up.
Amen.
You don't want to be blessed, and then you're talking all kinds of curses and stuff out of your mouth. And then you wonder why God hasn't blessed you. You keep shooting yourself in the feet. You keep cutting off the nose to fight your faith. Well, some folks got four or five noses because they done cut off their noses up many times. I mean, a God worked miracles on some folks. They've been shooting themselves in the feet for years, for decades. Give me another scripture. I don't know.
We're out of time, and you done did all the scriptures.
Oh, well, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the past is under the blood.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt. We thank you, Lord, for touching and healing and delivering every captive of their past. We thank you, Lord, for the victim mentality in Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
Amen. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If you're out there and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart and save me from my sins. Lord, I confess with my mouth. Hallelujah. And I believe in my heart that Jesus was raised from the dead. Hallelujah. Father God, I will make you my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord God, for coming to my heart. If you repeated that prayer, if you said that in your heart and you meant that, you are now saved. Hallelujah. It's just that easy. Hallelujah. Please give us a call if you'd like to have a Bible. You want to read the Bible on a regular basis every day. You want to eat it just like you read the Word of God, just like you eat a meal. Hallelujah. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Hallelujah. You want to grow strong in the Lord. Let us know. When the broadcast goes off, let us know. We're going to find somewhere. We're going to get a Bible to you. We want you to grow in the Lord. Hallelujah. Dial 410-444-5152. If you want to drop us a line in the mail, please address your envelope to RYMMI, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Thank you for joining us tonight. And see you in the morning at 7 for praise and worship. Hallelujah.
And you can join us on Sunday at 3 p.m. Hallelujah for our Sunday International Victory Service. You can come, hallelujah, at 3007 Iona Terrace, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Use the side entrance or the rear entrance. I tell you, we're going to have a time in the Lord. We invite you. If you come, you can ask for a communion elements. We'll give you a box of 14 so you can take communion with us in the morning. But join us. We praise God for you. God bless you. And Pastor Peaches, I need to ask you one last question.
Yes, Pastor.
Who's in the house?
JC!
Christmas Day, he bled and he just died on the cross to take sin away. when things are going wrong.